how much it would have been in 2012. So just to kind of go back a little further,
yeah,
as a sidebar, we needed 460,000 new pilots for the next 20 years.
So we have added another 200,000 to that?
Nearly, yeah, 200,000 to that.
That's incredible.
Yeah, yeah, by 30%, it's gone up.
Yeah, so that growth is
top
just
of head math, but yeah.
It's been growing, 30%. It's going to keep growing, and that's phenomenal.
Insane, huh?
You know, I know Earth's population is growing. You know, that's a given trend. But to see the amount of pilots needed, just these numbers are huge.
Welcome to the Aviation Mentors Podcast, the podcast that takes your dreams of flight and turns it into reality.
Sponsored by Strass Financial, financing your flight training.
For pilots, by pilots. I'm Brandon Martini, a commercial pilot and flight instructor.
And I'm Carson Vasquez, I'm a private pilot.
Whether you're a seasoned pilot or beginner with dreams of flight,
Aviation Mentors is your source for expert insights, industry trends, and inspiring stories.
So fasten your seatbelts and prepare for this incredible journey through the skies.
And stay connected with us on social media for exclusive content.
And visit our website at www.aviationmentors.com and let us be your co-pilot on this adventure.
Welcome back, everybody, to another awesome and, of course, amazing episode of the Aviation Mentors Podcast. Thank you so much for joining us today. We really appreciate it. And per one of our last couple episodes, I don't know when this one's going to come out, but brought to you by Celsius. No, not really. But if Celsius would like to sponsor us, I am one of your biggest fans. Right here is my favorite Celsius.
And I am a normal fan.
Yes.
Maybe not
yes.
Biggest fan, but you swore off Celsius and he came back. So that's how good it is.
Well, I swore off energy drinks for a little bit because they no longer work. After you drink so many.
Yeah, you built up a tolerance. Yeah. Caffeine tolerance.
So then I got to switch back to coffee, and then I switch back to Celsius.
That's insane. I only have a Celsius when I need it.
I have a Celsius because I love it. All right, enough about Celsius. We are going to talk about something cool today. It came out at Oshkosh this year, and it comes out every year. And I actually ran an analysis on it for the past 10 years. So what report is that?
That's the Boeing 20-year forecast.
Yep.
And come out that every year, but this one has some pretty crazy numbers on it. It goes over pilots and technicians that are going to be needed. And
by the way, if anybody wants to search it online, all you have to do is Google 2025 Boeing Pilot and Technician Outlook. There's an executive summary that's by the numbers. It's pretty cool.
Yeah, it's a little bit easier to read, but it has some pretty crazy forecasts. They make a lot of sense, though. I mean, people are starting to travel more and more, and, you know, Teams is fantastic. We use it for work all the time, but nothing's going to beat that face-to-face, and that's why we still come in the office. We get more done face-to-face, and regardless, people are flying a lot, and these forecasts are reflecting it.
They're flying a lot all over the world. So just so you know, they're going to need over 660,000 new pilots over the next 20 years, 710,000 technicians, and they will need over 1 million cabin crew. That's what 1,000K means, right? That's 1 million.
That is.
Yeah. Yeah. So a lot. Thank you. Yeah. I'm not used to seeing 1,000K, but 1 million cabin crew. That's wild.
Yeah. I mean, I have a couple of friends that became flight attendants recently, and that didn't last long because they want to become pilots right away. You know, the aviation bug gets into everybody.
Well, they want to become pilots because they see how much money the pilots are making.
Oh, yeah. They're like, we're flying the same amount, the same routes. Yeah, I'd rather be flying the plane than serving peanuts.
Exactly.
Yeah, I think it's because passengers are just so difficult to deal with.
Yeah,
and
if I had to serve you, I'd be that way.
I was about to say, you have someone like Brandon.
I had to beat him to it.
Yeah, I'm glad we're connected, but the forecast is crazy. It breaks down, you know, every region, and just in North America, there's going to be 435,000 new people that are going to be needed. And that breakdown comes out to 119,000 pilots, 123,000 technicians, 193,000 cabin crew. That's over the next 20 years. Wow.
That's a lot.
That's a lot.
Just for the math. So 119,000 divided by 20.
That's almost 6,000 a year.
6,000 new pilots that
new
need to be trained.
Pilots.
New, brand new pilots that need to be trained. Let's times that by the, oh, by the way, this means commercial pilots, not just people that want to do it for fun and stuff. So we can times that by an average loan amount in America is around $81,000 to get all of your ratings. That is
almost half a billion dollars
per year
spent on flight training that it's going to take to get these people to the airlines.
Yeah, it's wild.
That's an insane number.
It is an insane number. It's why we have a business here, Carson.
Oh, that makes sense. Yeah. Yes.
Well, outside of that, it's also expanding around the world. Obviously, 119,000 pilots in North America is quite a bit. But if we look at Eurasia, 149,000. China alone, 124,000. There's other parts of the world that needs less, like Oceania. I mean,
every single region of the world needs at least tens of thousands. But most of these are hundreds of thousands of people that are needed.
Yeah. China, Eurasia, North America are all over 100,000, which is absolutely wild.
I mean, even Oceania, which you think is a pretty small region as far as population, needs 11,000 pilots.
Yeah, I mean, we're talking about one country.
Yeah, two or three-ish, but you know.
Two, three-ish, whatever.
It's a small region, but it needs 11,000 pilots. I think that's something that we don't discuss a lot of people that, you know, leave the United States after they get their license to go fly for other countries.
Yeah.
I mean, get some crazy offers. I've heard of people going from like United to Emirates.
Oh,
and
yeah.
they move to Dubai.
Yeah.
You know, they move to Dubai, things get paid for, and these airlines need pilots so bad.
If you're a single girl or guy and somebody offers you a boatload of money to go move to a foreign country that is probably fairly awesome, like Dubai.
I mean, even moving your family sometimes can make some sense.
Can make a lot of sense, yeah.
Yeah, the amount of money that people are being offered for this is just astronomical. Like, I don't have numbers in front of me, but I don't want to quote just things I've seen. But it's been like signing bonuses of 50 to 100 grand.
Oh,
plus moving.
I once saw, these don't happen anymore, but I saw a signing bonus. If you were a 121 operator, which were pilot, which means you already worked for an airline, they were Envoy. This was back when the boom was happening in like 2021. They were giving $157,000 bonuses to move. Yeah.
Wow.
Wild. Bonus. That didn't even include the 250 grand a year you were going to make, et cetera.
Yeah. I mean, if you're already flying, and I think that's another thing we should probably touch on again sometime soon, is who should become the pilot that can handle that lifestyle? You know, being a commercial pilot, whether it's regional or, you know, national or international flying that you're handling, they're all different lifestyles. But this kind of lifestyle being picked up by a foreign country can be great for a lot of people.
Great. Absolutely. I mean, if you're going in a foreign country, it's even more.
If you want to stay home, we still need 120,000 pilots, you know, 6,000 a year. And it's in high demand still. That demand is not forecasted to go down.
That is not. So speaking of forecast to go down, I had my executive assistant, Kathleen, run a report for me because I've been watching this report for 10 years now.
Yeah, I've printed them out. They're hundreds of pages long. And
I wouldn't say hundreds, but they're very long, right?
Yeah, I've printed them out before for Brandon, and I was like, wow, this thing just keeps coming. That was before I knew how to really read it.
Before you knew how to read. Yes, Carson. I know you're young.
Before I knew how to read.
Yeah.
No, before I knew what it actually meant. But now going into it is just really interesting and seeing the trends. You know, this report that we're looking at that Kathleen had created for us, it's really interesting because you see the trend happening of COVID. And it's just really clear. So just going off the numbers.
Let me preface this.
Oh.
People have been saying for a couple years, the number's going down on this report, or at least if they're thinking about it, or if they're asking questions, they're noticing that it's going down.
Yes and no.
Yes and no. So I'll tell you. So the high was actually 2019. So go ahead. What was 2019?
Yes. 2019 was 212,000.
2020?
208,000.
21.
117,000. So that's a pretty huge drop.
That's a huge drop.
But I think we can all explain that drop very well. We all lived through it.
I agree. Okay. So then we get to 2022.
128,000.
23.
127,000.
24.
123,000.
And we know that 2025 is around 119, right? We can also look at the global was 804,000 in 2019. And today, in 2025, it is 660.
And I think a good thing to do would be to take out this huge peak that we all know exactly why it happened.
Well, it didn't just happen because of that. It happened because mass amounts of people were retiring in 2017, 18, and 19, because we can look at those reports.
Yeah, and those numbers happened because
there were baby boomers.
Yeah, baby boomers. Those pilots were all reaching the age where 65, time to get out.
Correct.
And that's kind of why that boom happened. And we saw that boom continue because, again, some of the baby boomers were retiring, but it was accelerated by COVID when airlines were offering, you know, crazy bonuses and deals for pilots that would leave the airline when they were, you know, like 55 to 65 in that high earning range.
You know what time it is, Carson?
Time's up, Brandon.
It's time to talk about one of our favorite companies.
which company would that be?
Aviation Mentors is excited to be sponsored by the one and only Stratus Financial, dedicated to supporting the next generation of future aviators.
You know, Stratus Financial really understands the financial challenges that students face in pursuing their aviation dreams. That's why they offer student loans specifically tailored to aspiring pilots.
With competitive rates and flexible repayment plans, Stratus Financial helps take your aviation education to new heights.
So go visit their website today at www.stratus.finance. Just to be clear, that is not .com, it's .finance. And embark on your journey towards a sky full of possibilities.
Carson, it's time to get back to what we do best.
The show.
The show. There is something on here that I want to mention, though. And the reason why I had Kathleen run this report for 10 years was something I had in the back of my head thinking was correct. Whenever you look at something year by year and you just compare last year to this year, everything's always dramatic and drastic, right? Obviously, the past 4 years, which really Stratus has been around, the change has not been that drastic. I mean, 2021, we started in 2020, late 2020, but we really started in 2021, and now we're here in 2025. So it went from 117 to 120, and it peaked at 128, which isn't that different, right? Because they run an analysis each year on this. Also, 2021 through now, Boeing's having a tough time, same thing with Airbus, getting airplanes out. So I think that not only because of that 212 and 19 was such a big deal, I think it's also because Boeing cannot get their airplanes out quick enough. That's why they had to adjust this down. So I will tell you this, as supply chains start getting better, we will start seeing more pilots being in demand.
Yeah, more airplanes, more pilots.
Correct. Besides that, I had her run this analysis of 10 years on purpose. Now, we all know that we need to look at trend lines and not necessarily year by year. Because if we just look at 1 year or 2 years, we can see a trend go up or down. And it obviously, it can be drastic up or drastic down. Now, if we draw a trend line that goes across, just like you would on, I don't know, any graph, you can see the trend from where it was and where it's going. And if it's going on an upward trajectory, obviously that's a good thing for our industry. And if it's on a downward trajectory, that is a bad thing. So if we go back, I only ran this for 10 years, but if we go back, we can look at, it was at 95,000 for US-based pilots, and now it is up to 120. So we can say that it is continuously going up. We can also say for global demand, it was 558,000 pilots needed. Now it's at 660. So it does not really matter how it's fluctuated in the past years, this report. It's a trend and it's saying that it's still going up. So this is one really good data point that we could utilize to know what global demand and demand in the US, as you can see, it correlates pretty well together, is going to be in the future for everybody listening on here who wants to become a pilot.
So when people are saying, you know, the demand is dying down or it's not the same, yeah, nothing's going to beat COVID times. That was an outlier, you know, with any kind of report like this. It's good to take the outlier out. But even leaving that in, it's just astronomical growth. You know, in 10 years, needing an extra 100,000 pilots globally, I'd say that's pretty good growth.
It's fantastic growth.
And it's, you know, still trending upwards. You know, 3,000 less, I don't think that's a huge difference. I'd say it's pretty much flat.
I would have said that's flat for now. But honestly, the trend is still upward over 10 years. I bet you if I run this report for 20 years, I bet you I'd see the same exact thing. Actually, I know I would. I haven't ran it, but I remember looking at older reports from 2012, 13, and 14 that were lower than this. So it's pretty interesting.
So this is probably a good episode for you guys to look at on YouTube so you can see the report that we're referencing and what we're talking about. But these numbers are great.
Yeah.
And I think anyone listening should have a big sense of comfort looking at this. You know, Boeing's been a good source of truth for it. They've been doing this year over year. And despite their production going down a little bit, you know, it's peaking back up. But I think one of the really interesting things here is the amount of technicians that are needed, surpassing the amount of pilots needed. What do you think is causing that? The planes aging or fleets growing? Both?
I think a little bit of both. By the way, I just looked up to see how much it would have been in 2012. So just to kind of go back a little further,
yeah,
as a sidebar, we needed 460,000 new pilots for the next 20 years.
So we have added another 200,000 to that?
Nearly, yeah, 200,000 to that.
That's incredible.
Yeah, yeah. By 30%, it's gone up.
Yeah, so that growth is
top
just
of
gonna,
head math, but yeah.
It's been growing, 30%. It's going to keep growing, and that's phenomenal.
Insane, huh?
You know, I know Earth's population is growing. You know, that's a given trend, but to see the amount of pilots needed, just these numbers are huge.
You know what's really interesting? Back when they did this report,
a while ago. Mm-hmm. They called it, I don't know what they even called it. Maybe they called it Northeast Asia or Eurasia, the entire world. Now Boeing is not even taking into account Russia.
Oh, poor Russia got left out.
Well, they left out because they can't sell them planes right now because of the blockade right now. But yeah, I think that's kind of funny. So if there's ever better relations with Russia, that they're not even counting that anymore.
Yeah, yeah. I think Russia's a pretty small country, or is it? Yeah. Is it? Oh, no, it's a big one. That's right. It's about the size of the United States.
Point being, if you want to become a pilot or you want to become an ANP, IA.
I know we always say now's the time, but I think it's also a good thing to say that there's never a bad time to start. You know, we might have missed the COVID trend for a lot of people. And
who cares?
You know, that was a great time, obviously, but the trend isn't going down. People still need pilots, and it's actually growing in the number of pilots that are still needed.
Yeah, so I mean, it might take you a little bit longer to get to a legacy carrier nowadays. Who cares? You're going to have a blast flying
up. SkyWest is still going to pick up everybody.
I mean, they're picking up still a lot of people. I mean, a lot of the smaller airlines are still hiring. We're seeing some places that are decreasing, like Spirit Airlines, for example. But I will tell you, there was an available time when JetBlue and Spirit were going to merge, and the federal government denied it. That was just a year or two ago. So I don't know why they even... That's what they were trying to say, yeah. But there had to have been some politics behind it. If that would have happened, it would have saved all of their jobs, and we would have had a better air carrier with more stops and more locations. It would have been better for the consumer, better for pilots, better for everybody. But point being, once they do, if they do fully go out of business, I mean, they're in bankruptcy for the second time right now, and they're reducing routes and all sorts of things. But once they do go out of business, their planes are going to get bought up.
And another airline's going to start.
It's going to start going after their routes.
They have to buy the routes. You saw that happen during COVID with Breeze. Breeze came in, started picking up some old, you know, Embraers and CRJs, and they just started taking little regional routes. And, you know, I found flights like Provo to San Bernardino.
Yeah.
You know, things like that. So these planes are still going to be used. Someone else is just going to pick up the slack.
Yeah.
And other airlines are still picking up the pilots. I had a friend that was working at Spirit. He was a captain.
Mm-hmm.
And he got picked up by United, you know, really? Right away. And they're like, hey, left seat, same plane, come on over. And he got a crazy bonus. And
when was this? Pretty recently?
3 months ago.
Wow.
So, I mean, he's jumping ship, and I don't blame anyone who does. But, you know, when you get a great offer like that, take it.
Yeah, might as well take it.
Take it.
Exactly.
But that's also going to show that offers like that aren't going away. You know, we saw the $157,000 bonus that Brandon mentioned during COVID, but you know, you're probably not going to see something like that anytime soon again. But you're still going to see some crazy signing bonuses, and having yourself in the right situation, yeah, that could be a golden ticket.
I fully agree. Well, the reason why we want to talk about all of this on this episode is because we wanted to explain the demand and how it's continuously going up. This is the time to become a pilot. The demand is high. We're ready for you. The airlines are ready for you. And we're traveling more than ever. So become a pilot. It's time is now, like we've been saying before.
And if you're not wanting to go the commercial route, what's available now? Are there changes that we've mentioned before?
Oh, from Mosaic, exactly. Mosaic.
I mean, that's been like a comfort object for me. Wow, people can start flying again. I can start flying again.
You can all start flying again.
Yeah, there's going to be great changes. So
absolutely. Well, I think that is enough for today. Thank you so much for listening to us. We really appreciate it. As always, if you'd like to reach out to us, you can reach us on our emails, Brandon@AviationMentors.com, Carson@AviationMentors.com, or Producer@AviationMentors.com for our producer, Mark. Also, don't forget to hit like, follow, subscribe, share, all the great things you do on social media and on YouTube if you're watching us today. And I hope you did, because we'll have some graphs up and things that we referenced. And we'll also have links to that below in the show notes or in the comments section. So make sure you check that out. And we really appreciate it. You're listening to us and sharing our insights and reels and all that fun stuff online is really helping us grow the podcast. And more importantly, it helps us grow the aviation community at large. So thank you again for that. We really appreciate it.
Thank you, everybody. And even if you're not Logan Paul, please connect with us on LinkedIn. Yeah, that's something that we love, and we love to get those messages and talk to you guys. It's great. So send us a message saying, hey, we heard you on Aviation Mentors Podcast, and we'd be happy to connect and talk.
And if you didn't get that reference, why he just said that, you should go back an episode or two and go listen. That's all you get.
That was our
hook and sinker from a couple episodes.
That was our NBAA episode. So
go check it out.
But everyone else, thank you. And as a wrap up for the day, remember, here to guide you in your aviation journey. So fly safe and enjoy the ride.